The Thrift Savings Plan Assignment. Another very important assignment, in my humble opinion. And why is that? Because as we've said, mutual funds are very important because they are the investment choice in virtually all employer-sponsored plans. Sometimes you'll have the ability to buy individual stocks and bonds, sometimes called a self-directed account. But by default, and often that's all they have, will be mutual funds. So let's read together. Defined contribution retirement plans such as 401ks, 403bs, and their many cousins are replacing the old traditional defined benefit pension plans. The burden of funding and planning for retirement is more and more placed squarely on the shoulders of employees. One of the most important decisions that an employee must make is how to allocate their 401ks, 403bs, contributions. This exercise will give you much the same experience that thousands, no, actually millions, there's two or three million federal employees, including the military. How do I inform myself about the Thrift Savings Plan, the federal government's version of the 401k? Also, more importantly, how much should I contribute and how much should I allocate and how should I allocate my contributions to my TSP account? So I'll tell you right off the bat, I like the TSP. I think it's a really well-run program. Why? Because they have fewer choices than many of these that give you dozens and dozens and dozens of choices. And why is that? You know, we're Americans. We love choices, right? Well, it turns out that when you give people too many choices, dozens of choices, they just get this deer in the headlights stare and they don't know what to do, right? Because they haven't taken Business 123, Introduction to Investments. So they don't choose anything. So you give them fewer choices, and they're more easily able to decide, okay, yeah, I'll do some of this, I'll do some of that. Plus, as we'll see in this and most other plans now, there are the lifestyle or target date or target retirement funds, which make life even easier for people. So do your best to find all this information. Now, again, it's out there, folks. Don't give up. Finding the website is one of the easiest things. Just type Thrift Savings Plan and see what shows up. Now, we are looking for the five primary mutual funds, not the L funds. That's later on. We'll ask you about those later on. But look for investment funds, funds overview. Look for the information sheets. Those are the sheets that are chock full of good information about each one of these funds. So there's five funds, and you can do it. Now, number three, this is a bit of an easy question, but some people get tricked by it. Are they actively managed or are they passively managed? Now, you'll be able to figure that out when you look at the information sheet. And then what's the popular name for passively managed mutual fund? Make sure you've gone through the second and third presentations if you can't remember. Now, here's where we ask you about the L funds, the lifestyle funds. What are they? How many? What are the fees? What's the primary goal of these guys? As we said, it makes life easier. Now, number five is a little tricky, so read it carefully. One of the funds refers to itself as the small capitalization fund. Once you look at the top three holdings or top 10 holdings of the fund and ask yourself, is that really a good name for the fund? Well, yeah. And then which mutual fund, number six, which mutual fund company manages the Thrift Savings Plan? They're one of the top 10 fund companies, and they're actually the biggest money manager in the world. Their mutual fund division is just one part of all the money they manage. Very large multinational money manager. And then number seven, there's no one right answer for this number seven. If you're a federal employee, you're 32 years old, you make 40 grand a year, how much will you contribute to the TSP plan each year? What percentages would you allocate to each fund? You know, you don't have to be right? You don't have to do it actually, but you just give a number, think about what you would do, because it's going to happen, folks. You mean, maybe you're not going to work for the federal government, but you're going to work for a company, then they're going to throw this thing in your face and ask you what you want to do. And it turns out if you don't do anything, many of them will automatically put you into something. So you are going to be one of the folks who knows what you want, and you're going to help others, and you're going to be awesome. And they're going to say, "Where did you learn all this stuff?" And then you're going to say, "Business 123, Introduction to Investment, Southwestern College." Right? You got damn right. I wash your back, you wash my back. We'll take care of one another. Dear students, we are so proud of you. Don't give up. Never give up. Study every day. Work hard and be awesome.